Wild Gardening with Carol Andrews, that wacky Carol. She's been peregrinating all over the place, and she's back to tell us about her travels. Hey, Carol, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
So where you been? What you doing?
Madeline Island. Have you ever been to Madeline Island?
No. Someday, you know, soon, I hope.
Yeah, it is. I don't know if I should advertise this, but it might be closer than you think, like a hop, skip, and a jump east of Duluth. And about 90 minutes to Bayfield, another half hour if you catch the ferry, and there you are in Madeline Island. And I have three vaguely related things to mention related to Madeline Island. The first is my favorite tree grows here, and it doesn't grow in Duluth, even though I know people have tried growing it there, and that's the hemlock tree. It's a really, really cool tree. It's a has fine, tiny needles like a fir tree, like a hang on one second. And it has looks like it's lacy. I don't know how else to describe it. It's lacy looking, and it's kind of like a giant cedar tree, but it only grows in certain areas. And like I said, I know people who have tried to grow it in Duluth, but it won't grow there, even though there's a place called Hemlock Ravine if you bike the Munger Trail to Jay Cook. And so it's a something to look for. And if you live in a part of Wisconsin, I've seen it other places in Wisconsin, maybe try growing it at home, but it's kind of a picky thing.
Well, I don't want to get you off track here completely, but what's the deal with the hemlock? What does it absolutely need that it can't find in Duluth?
I'm guessing, because even on Madeline Island, it's not everywhere, so there's some microclimate issue related to moisture in the air or wind temperatures. I'm not sure. I've seen it on the northern tip island here, and then it grows in the state park. So it's some little microclimate issue, maybe something with the soils too. So I did not research that, but it's just a neat looking tree to look for. Another thing that I've seen here, you definitely see many more places, is wintergreen. And now we're going from a 100-foot tall tree down to a 2-inch tall plant that gets leathery leaves. They're almost round. They're oval but almost round, and it is blooming, and I saw it off the boardwalk. If you've been to Madeline Island or you come here, the coolest thing you got to do to see plants is bike or drive to either the state park or the town park that's on either side of Big Bay Beach. But instead of spending all your time playing on the beach, just right behind the beach, they've built this cool boardwalk through a sphagnum moss. And they're full of cool plants like bear right now. The wintergreen is blooming, and the wintergreen leaves, not that I'm encouraging people to, you know, damage the state park, but maybe just outside the state park, or if you find it in your yard, if you rip a leaf in half and smell it, you'll say, whoa, this is what they make juicy fruit out of.
Or lifesavers. Okay.
Right. Cool. Yeah, lifesavers. And I've seen, this is one that I tried growing at home. I did not have luck. So it's another picky one, and it seems to need pine to be under pine shade. That's the common denominator I see when I see it out in the wild. And sometimes the sphagnum mossy soils, but also in like dry soils. My cousin has a lot of it growing on top of an area where I think it's an old glacial Drummond. It's real gravelly. So, but it the blossom on it, this is one of those ones you got to get down and lie on the ground to see it because it's only a quarter inch big, but it's just little white tubular flower hanging upside down, but some of them still have red berries on them, I'm assuming from last year, and so that's the other cool thing. So if you are somebody who's playing around with a sort of a alpine garden, rock garden, and wanted to try to grow a wintergreen, I think that would be fun and would be a challenge.
Okay.
The last thing is my cousin, Ace Francis, who is 7, almost 8, said the most awful thing. She said, bugs are creepy. And I said, no, bugs are good. And it just got me thinking about what we teach our kids about insects and their role in the world. And I know that sooner or later in school, she will have teachers, or she'll go to some place cool like Hartley Nature Center that helps insects with pollination and pollination with eating our food and all the other great things they do. So, just the idea of teaching kids that bugs are not creepy, they're your friend.
I would still sort of be working on that, but let me extend support for the idea in theory.
You're in support. And sure, some bugs are annoying and some bugs bother us and bite us and things like that. We can all admit to that. But just trying to get kids to understand the role that insects pollinate our food, they're beneficial insects. They're all sorts of good things. So that's the line of the day is bugs aren't creepy. They're your friend.
I like it. Carol, thanks a million for joining us. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
All right. Thank you.
Carol Andrews joins us every other Monday for Wild Gardening with Carol Andrews. She's the president of the Wild Ones Minnesota's Arrowhead chapter, and she's got ideas about native plants for your yard and garden.